everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. I think this is episode number 74, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. I think. My name is Dave Charest, Senior Manager of Content and Social Media Marketing here at Constant Contact, and today I'm drinking a Mayflower Porter. We're going to be taking a closer look at three social media tricks you haven't heard before, and with me to my right is...
Hi, I'm Ryan Pinkham. I'm a content developer here at Constant Contact. Oh, I am on the left. I was like, am I crazy or is he crazy?
A little bit of both.
And I'm drinking a Sierra Nevada Summerfest.
I am Danielle Cormier, and I'm the social media community manager here, and I am drinking a Line and Kugel Summer Shandy.
Wow. That's good. One hell of a name for a Line and Kugel. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Nice.
That's the name of the beer.
No, I know. It's one hell of a name.
I'm Kristen Curtis, a social media content developer here at Constant Contact, and I'm drinking a Blue Moon.
Excellent. So today we're taking a closer look at three social media tricks you haven't heard before, based off of Ms. Cormier's post on seven tricks. So once you listen here today, make sure you check out that post to get the other four tricks you haven't heard before. But this post has been very popular because actually it's one of those posts where we're actually sharing tricks that you probably haven't heard before, right? So we've got a little in-depth with some of these. So the first one is show off positive customer feedback on Facebook. All right, so Danielle, why don't you tell us a little bit about this trick and why would somebody want to do that?
Well, the first thing that you'd want to do this is because a lot of the comments that people actually leave on your walls are positive. A lot of people think, oh, people are just complaining or leaving negative posts, but a lot of those posts actually are nice things. And what happens when someone else comments on your Facebook page is that it sort of goes off into the side. If you have the old Facebook layout, it's the upper right side. If you have the new, it's the lower left side. It's a little confusing, but you want to be able to show off those positive comments or customer reviews that really do show how great your business is. And you can move them to your main timeline with a few little tricks. So if you have the new profile, if you just go to your home of your Facebook page and type at the end of your URL when it says Facebook.com/Constant Contact, and then do a /all activity.
Mm-hmm.
Within here, you'll be able to click on the left-hand side on posts by others, and it will just show you all the posts from other people. And there's a little globe on the right side of the post, and you just click that, and there you can make it say allowed on page. So, sort of, and then it's going to be right in your main timeline, so people scrolling through your posts will also see those posts.
So one of the things, because this is one of the things that it would scare me when I did this with the old Facebook page, right? You're actually, the stuff is on the right-hand side of your page, and you click to look at all of the posts, and then there's, instead of the globe, there's actually an X next to those posts, right? So obviously it makes you think, oh crap, I'm going to delete this post, which you don't want to do, obviously. But in fact, it doesn't delete it, right?
Right. Now, you'll see that same drop-down menu with the globes, and it says either highlight on page, allowed on page, or hide from your page. So you just can click on that.
Awesome. So then basically when somebody visits your page, if they're scrolling through your timeline, they'll actually see these highlighted within your feed, right?
Yeah. And a lot of times these posts also are not only just posts that people comment right on your wall, but if they're tagging your name, like doing the @@ConstantContact and talking about you on their profiles, then those posts will also be able to move right on your timeline.
So it's also, that's like two tricks for one, right? It's also a great way to see who else is talking about you on Facebook. Very cool.
Yes.
All right. Trick number two, see what Instagram users are sharing while visiting your business.
Yeah. Ryan, do you want to talk about this?
I'll talk about it a little bit, sure.
Okay.
Well, yeah, because we had actually, Danielle and I had kind of like went and investigated this a little bit because I had realized I was out to dinner one night and we went to this oyster place or whatever. We took a photo there like everyone does when they go out to dinner or whatever. And when you tag the location, then all of a sudden it goes up. But you can actually click on the location where you're at. So obviously it was on a restaurant. You click the location. And I realized that there was like literally like 5,000 photos taken at this restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And the restaurant isn't even on Instagram themselves, but all of these photos are taken, were taken by other people of different meals, different dishes, you know, people taking pictures because there's a nice view there and all these things. So as a restaurant, I mean, they might not be on Instagram or they'd probably have to get set up to go and see this, but they can actually click and see all these photos. So if you think about, if you are a business that does have a location and you do have a place, hopefully you've probably tagged you've probably taken photos at your location already, and if you mm-hmm. tag yourself there, you can actually go and click right on the location and mm-hmm. see all these images that people, photos that people have taken there. And I think it's just a great way to see like all the great photos people take, and it really gives you a sense of what people really like about your business, I think.
Yeah, and it's a little tricky too, because even if you do have an Instagram account and people are checking into your location, if they're not tagging your handle, you're still not going to get a notification that people are posting anything there. So it does take that little extra step to say, like, hey, let me see if anyone has been posting things mm-hmm. at my location.
Yeah, and I think when you go, you take a photo, and then it shows up, and you have to name the location. You can actually click, and I think sometimes you'll see that there'll be different ones for your business. Mm-hmm. People will just kind of name whatever, but
yeah.
if there isn't one there, it's a great opportunity to set one up for your business. So next time someone does take a photo there, and they go to name the location, it will actually be there. Right, so it's a great way to get photos there.
Yeah.
But then you can always go in and take a look at those. So if you're ever kind of wondering what's going on, maybe, you know, I think it works really well for a restaurant because it's such a popular thing to do. But mm-hmm. I think any type of business where people might be taking, you know, photos. I mean, maybe you just have a retail store with a lot of products that people might be taking pictures yeah. of, things like that. Because people do those sort of things, I think, if they see something cool that they like. I think it's just a great opportunity to get a sense of what people like, what's like engaging yep. for people. Because then, you know, maybe you might not want to specifically share their photos, right? But you might be able to, you probably like one of their photos, or you mm-hmm. could take one of your own. That way, you know, it's already kind of out there and
yeah.
you get a sense of what you should be taking pictures of at your own store, at your own location.
Cool. All right, let's move on to tip number three. Increase social shares from your blog or website. And we do that by creating a pre-populated tweet.
Yeah, this is sort of a simple way to get a lot more engagement or sort of reach from your content right on your blog. You can even do it right on your website if you wanted to, too. You can take anything that's, you can turn into a hyperlink mm-hmm. and add a pre-populated tweet. So the way that you do this, there's a little code in the beginning, and that will be in the description of this podcast.
Yeah, we'll link off to the original blog post that will show you how to do that, because it's a little, can't really do it audibly.
Yeah, and then you just put a plus sign between all of the words, and it's a percent sign 23 in front mm-hmm. of some a word that you want to be a hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can even put like a little link right in there if you just shrink the link before. And then you take all of that URL that you just wrote out yourself and just add it as the hyperlink for a piece of content in your post, and mm-hmm. it becomes a tweet.
So essentially, yeah, so you could have a piece of information that if you have a blog post or something like that that you share, or you want people to share pieces of that blog post, or interesting pieces of your blog post, to drive people back to it. It's like when we set up those like little, like, you know, tweet this or click here. Basically, you're yeah. just clicking on the thing, and it's going to take you to Twitter and then create the tweet for you, so the person doesn't actually have to do anything.
I recently used this actually working with one of the restaurants. I do some work with a yeah. small restaurant on the side, and there's a local contest where people can vote for their favorite restaurants or favorite bars or all yeah. these things, whatever. And in there, I actually put one of these in their newsletter that we yeah. sent out to people that says, you know, definitely vote for us, go and yeah. do this. Or at the bottom, it's, do you know someone who might be interested in doing it? You can mm-hmm. share it, or just tell your followers yeah. on Twitter about it. And you put the link in there, and then it just says vote for the restaurant at yeah. this, put the link right in there. And that way, if people can not only vote, but then they can tell people about it.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great way. You could probably work that into your newsletter as well, because it's really just a link. There's nothing really special about it.
Yeah.
Any link works just like the same as any other link.
Yeah, that's a great way to use it. The other thing you can do, especially because you're probably an expert in your field and you're sharing your expertise, is sharing specific tips in your tweetables. Mm-hmm. And then they'll want to share it with their followers, and so that then drives them back to your blog. So it's a great way to continue the shares of the content you're writing.
Yeah, facts or tips or quotes work really well for this, because
yeah.
those are the things that people really like to share.
Yeah.
And it is that extra step of maybe copying and pasting it into Twitter or mm-hmm. Hootsuite or whatever platform you're using, so it makes it really simple.
Well, I was going to say, that's what it really points to, right, is making stuff really simple for people to engage with your content and to help mm-hmm. you spread the word about those things, right? The easier you make it for people, the more likely it is for them to do it, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else we want to add here? What do we think?
I would say the other thing that's really cool that you could do
yeah.
is to continue the success of a successful post.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, for instance, this post that we're talking about is actually done really well. We've seen tons of shares and people picking it up, which is why we're doing this podcast,
yep.
which helps us to increase the reach of it and hopefully even more shares. Hopefully you guys enjoy mm-hmm. it. It tells us that the information that was in this content is something you would be interested in.
Right.
So it's a great way for you to leverage what your audience is interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you write a blog post, let's say, and
yep.
it does well, you can do other things with it to increase the reach, just like we are today.
Yeah, it's a good example of really repurposing that top content. Even I went and created an image for each of the social media tricks and uploaded them to Pinterest. So it's just another way to sort of spread the word more, especially when we already know that it's something that's popular and that's catching people's attention. Yeah.
So look at that. You got 3+1 tricks in this little episode here today. But I think that's a great point, right? That, you know, look at what's working and look at the different ways that you can basically repackage or repurpose and take that piece of content or piece of the content. That's kind of the thing too, right? Is you don't, it doesn't always have to be the whole thing, but just pieces of it. Because like I said, this post has 7 tips. So hopefully you guys will be listening here today and be like, oh, well, I want to know what the rest of those 4 tips are. And you'll go check out the post, you know, right? Completing the circle of life. but that's really the key, right? Is that look for ways that you can repurpose your popular content and put them into different formats, because you're going to hit those folks that like to hit things in different ways. So I guess that's all we got for you this week. So we'll catch you next time on the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. Bye-bye now.